welcome to the Pearl House podcast, where we are telling stories from everyone that loved the Pearl House. I am Clara Brown, and today I'm joined with Courtney Bullard. And Courtney, do you know what today is?
Okay, today is March 29th.
And to those of you listening, you might think the 29th, that's a normal day. But it's not. The minds of us here at Pearl House, today is 8 months until the gala.
Also referred to as almost as great as Christmas morning.
The night before the gala for me is like Christmas Eve.
I love it.
Me too. I think we're the only ones.
We might be. Oh, I don't know. Those attending,
they love it.
Yes. So it's not too early because time flies. We all know this.
Yes.
So November 29th, be sure. Go get your calendars. Mark that date. It's going to be exciting.
8 months out.
8 months out. Here we go. So today we have another great story brought in from Sandy Karnstadt. And I can't wait to read this for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
My name is Sandy Karnstadt. And I think about 5 years ago, I traveled to Ghana with our church, Southern Hills Baptist Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We went and spent a day with the Pearls. And I fell in love with these girls, just their spirit and definitely their connection to God. I fell in love with them and I wanted more of them. I think the moment that I really felt connected was when they sang. Same, Sandy. Oh my goodness, my favorite time. We were in their old house. It was before their new house was built and it was under construction. So we were in the old house and it echoed. It reverberated and I have it on video, which she sent to me, and it's amazing. It's fabulous. It was a God moment for me and a calling for me, knowing that I wanted to be involved. And as soon as I had the extra money, I decided I would sponsor a girl. It really is to just give girls a chance in life that otherwise would not have the education or the safety of the Pearl House. And the people who run it, the people who are involved in the Pearl House, are so passionate and so caring, and exactly what Jesus, in my mind, would want us to be. I feel like it's not my money. I'm a steward of the money, and I'm constantly questioning, am I being a good steward? Am I doing enough? And I love it that I get to make a direct connection with my Pearl. So I can check in with her. I can find out how things are going. We do a little bit of pen pal. She's little, so we don't do a lot. But it's nice to know that she is on the other side of the world and she is eating, she is safe, and that she's going to school and that I get to be a part of that. It is such a blessing because what did I do? I was just born into a family that could take care of me, into a society where I got a good education. So I'm really no different than her. We are both girls created on this earth by God, and that's really how I feel about it. She is little and too young to really understand, but I feel like I'm God's child helping another child and doing what He would want me to do. I only hope that I can do more with the Pearls in the future, and that I can impact their life in a way that is helpful in their journey with Christ. Like my little Pearl, she wants to be a doctor, and I am excited for that. And if there is some point where I can help guide her in that direction, then I hope I'll be able to. I really believe in what they are doing. I believe in their passion. I believe in these girls. They are precious. I mean, just precious. And I learned so much about the culture while I was there from the girls. In my mind, I thought that I'm going to help them, but truly, they were a witness to me. Mm. I love this, Sandy, because the thing that really sticks out in this story is that she said that we're both girls God created on this earth, and that she really is just one child helping another, and that's what God has called us to do, is help one another.
It's so true. I love... So I know who she sponsors, and she loves to draw pictures for Mama Sandy. It's one of her favorite things. And anyone coming from Ghana to the U.S., she will send tons of pictures for me to mail to Mama Sandy. And so I love the relationship that they have.
It's amazing. Well, Sandy, thank you so much. And those listening, thank you for joining us today. And we'll see you next week with another amazing Pearl House story.
Thank you for listening to the Pearl House podcast. If you'd like to know more about how you can make a difference, visit thepearlhouse.org.